Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, taking a little time for the microphone to come on there, but we're here, we're live, and we're with Stephen Thornton there this evening. We have five lovely people already lined up in the call queue, one of which we haven't screened as yet. Online ones, Holly, two's Penny, three's Laura, four's Melvin, and five we'll get to in just a moment. So then, we have the timer, 7 minute timer, that you don't see or hear. And then the 3 minute timer reminds Stephen to wind things up before going on to the next call. Now, the PayPal buttons there are active, and do consider your donations to support the show. And without further ado, I'm going to hand you over to your guest for this evening, Stephen Thornton.
Hello everybody, and good evening to you, and I hope that everybody is not talking too much with the coronavirus. And I hope that we can have a really good evening tonight. Really looking forward to it. I've actually been doing a live show early this afternoon. Laura knows about, which was on Psychic, first show I've ever been asked to do, which was on the Psychic telephone line for a well-known top company who heard about my reputation and decided they wanted me to do a live show on there. And I've just been invited to do a live show again tomorrow night for another company. So I'm really happy that it seems to be all my evenings are now going to be tied up to a live show.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That's amazing. Okay. But, you know, I think people are going to actually end up after this benefiting rather than, you know, going into too much debt over things. There'll be some people that will end up in debt, of course, and then others are going to benefit because they're doing things from home that they've not done before. And it means extra cash for people. It means it puts the negotiating into your hands, and you should be able to negotiate with a boss, and it puts that back into your hands. I do feel, you know, and it's got to be a good thing, yeah. Because, you know, if they want you to work for them, you become the negotiator, not them. Yeah. Okay. Depends on how desperate they are, really, doesn't it? Okay, we'll start the timer then. And you'll hear the little bleep. And that's a little bleep. And we have Holly.
Hi,
I'm
Holly. How are you, darling?
I'm good.
Oh, good. And you probably heard what I just said about being invited to go on new shows and things, and I've been really flattered by that, this thing, you know, doing one show after another. How are you getting on, lovely?
I'm good, but there's quite a loud car behind me. Okay. How do you think?
Because I've been speaking to your friend or our friend Holly earlier on, Laura, and I was doing the crystal ball reading with her earlier on, and she said to me, I've to use the crystal ball on the show. So I've got my crystal ball there. So anyway, what can I do for you today then, Holly?
I'm starting to paint, objects and also canvas. How do you see my painting selling?
Your paintings,
yeah.
You started painting, you mean? Well,
yeah.
I can see things moving for you. I'm looking at my crystal ball, I'm looking rather than doing my dice here. And I can see you with a paintbrush in your hand. That's one thing I definitely see. I definitely see the fact here that there are people looking at your artwork. I think it's a bit abstract, isn't it? Would you say it's a bit abstract, your artwork?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm being shown in the crystal ball, some abstract artwork. It's almost like I feel also that you might be drawing pictures of people, but in almost like a caricature way, if you don't mind me saying that. That's what I'm being shown here. You're doing caricature.
No, I like to draw cartoons, yeah.
Is that what you'll be doing?
Yeah, I like to do cartoons. It's easy for me for some reason.
Right, so that's what you'll be doing then, because I can see it in the crystal ball, to be honest with you. It's going to be amazing when you do it. Your life's going to be a really interesting thing, and I think your life's going to really, you'll be really motivated to do things. And I really do feel, you know, going forward, I can really see things taking off for you in a big, big way.
Oh, that's good.
You know, looking at the crystal ball, looking at, I can see the fact here that, you know, there's an exciting thing coming in for you. I can also feel that I'm seeing around do as well in the crystal ball going in the future. Mountains, I don't know where that comes in, but I feel there could be a place where you could be moving to where it's mountainous or something like that. I don't know if that you can, you know, that happen.
Is it like forest mountains or desert mountains?
Well, I feel it could be, I'm being just showing mountains here. So I'm not sure where the mountains uh-huh. come in, but I'm seeing mountains coming in. And I think that's going to be an amazing view as well. You know, this is what I feel.
Yeah.
This is what I'm being shown here, mountains.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like to live in the mountains. Oh,
well, there you go then. So this is where you're going to go. I definitely
okay.
see... Well, I definitely see some exciting things coming for you later on, you know, in your life. And I do feel with you that I do feel that, you know, you'll be in a, I can see you being in a much happier place than what you've been for a long, long time.
Yeah, still waiting for the day.
Sorry?
I'm still waiting for that happy day.
Well, the happy day will come. I can say that now.
Yeah.
I'm also, you know, picking up here that you're quite small, so I do see a tall man coming in around you, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think that would be really good for you as well. You know, you've got a lot of things happening for you in the near future, which are going to be changeable. And the feeling here that, you know, that... you know, your days have been, you know, I can see you smiling. I can see this guy being around you, sort of picking you up and, you know, I mean, not just picking you up in a sense of picking you up. I mean, he's picking you up. That means that, you know, he's going to be quite a guy there that will be quite sort of like to grab hold of you and chuck you over his shoulder, if you like, you know, that type of thing.
Do you see anything
you know,
with
so,
Canada? Oh, go
ahead. Well,
I'm sorry.
The thing is, where it's mountainous, I wonder if that is going to be Canada, actually. I get the thing here, there is a mountainous area, and somebody shouting out to me about the Rockies, so it could well be in, you know, where that is, because that's where the Rockies are. They start off in Canada. So
okay.
did you want to go there? Did you feel you want to go there then?
No, it keeps coming up, and I'm just wondering why Canada keeps coming up.
Well, the thing is, it's probably coming up because of the reason why it's coming up, I feel, is because you're going to go there. You're going to end up living there somewhere like that. You know, that's what I feel.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been there before.
I think,
but yeah.
Yeah, so go for it, you know. I really can see your life being in a different context to what it is now, being a much more happier one. You drive. You drive, don't you? Of course you do, because you can. Because I could see you carting around, driving this van, and maybe it's a four-wheeler or something like that, you know, like not a four-wheeler, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, with and also see snow around you as well.
I think it's going to be
Canada where you go to. Another thing that might be the next 5 years or so, because I'm not seeing it. I feel it's going to be around about 5 years' time.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
No, we got three
Sorry?
Minutes. 3 minutes.
Yeah, so what's going to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, go on.
I wasn't going to say anything. That's okay.
Oh, right. Because I'm seeing you, you know, being really happy. I know you don't get too overexcited about things, but I definitely can see mountains there, and I can see the pine trees, whatever they are, you know, the tall trees that have got long barks and stuff. So I get the feeling here that, you know, I can see you with boots on as well, snow boots on and with a coat round the, or a thing round you with really muffled up.
2 minutes.
So, that's the winter as well.
Yeah, I like that. I would love that.
Yeah. I see you with a smile on your face as well. Sorry for me to say that. A big smile on your face.
Yeah.
I get it, because your cheeks go rosy, don't they, when you get cold?
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah, because I'm only seeing rosy cheeks. I'm seeing your cheeks going rosy.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is this crystal ball. It's not your fault. It's what I'm seeing.
No,
it's
fine. Yeah.
But yeah, you're going to be, I can see you being really happy, actually. I think it's going to be really, really exciting for you. You do feel that, you know, that when it does come in, you're going to be really happy. I hope that you
thank
are.
Thank you for the,
1 minute.
Okay, thank you for the reading. I appreciate it.
Well, you're fine, Holly. You deserve it. Because I think you're such a lovely lady.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good show. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Great. Okay. So we've set the timer. And somebody's joined us on 519. Not screening just a moment. So the time has been reset, and we're with Penny.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how can we help you today, lovely?
I'm looking for a long-term, healthy relationship that's long-lasting, and I'm wondering what you see for that.
Well, first of all, looking here, I do feel that you've been, you're quite a mischievous person, aren't you? That's what I get. You've always been a bit of a mischievous person, even since you was a little girl. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I can see you getting up to lots of things and probably not doing what you're supposed to be told or whatever, because that's the way you are. But I think it's all fun with you. And I can see the fact here that you've been on your own for quite a while. Does that make sense?
Yes.
and there have been times when I feel also there could have been times there where you've been bullied, or you might, you know, you've been more in a controlled, or somebody around you could have been more narcissistic, if you want. Can you understand that as well? Right, because it's only because I'm seeing that in the crystal ball. Now, going forward, I can actually see you. I get the feeling here that you've been thinking about moving home.
No, I'm happy where I am.
Right. So who around you has been thinking about moving home then?
Nobody's coming to mind.
Right. Because I can see somebody around you linked to you there moving home, because I'm seeing a new house here. Okay. I'm seeing that, you know, when I'm looking at the crystal ball, I can see a new house. Okay. Even if it's not you, I do feel that it could well be later on, because although you just moved, somebody comes into your life, you might feel that you are going to move, because that person around you probably will want to move, or maybe, you know, you might find a house together.
Okay.
You know, that's the thing I'm going to pick up on, because that's what it's telling me here. Okay. I see somebody, you quite like tall men, don't you? Is that because you're quite small yourself?
Yep.
Is that because you're quite small yourself?
I'm shorter, I don't know why.
Because I'm seeing... The only reason is because I'm seeing somebody around you that's quite tall coming in.
Okay.
And he's quite smartly dressed as well, I get the feeling here. He looks like he's got a suit on or something like that. You know, whatever. It's not a suit, but you know what I mean? He's like he dresses smartly. That's what I'm going to say. He dresses smartly. Okay? That's what I, that's the first thing I around this. Okay. I'm also getting the fact here that there's gonna be some really exciting, you know, I feel that maybe you like traveling around, don't you?
Doing what?
You quite like traveling around, don't you?
I would like to, but I've not really had a whole lot of opportunities. But I would be very open
no.
to it.
Yes. It's only because I can, the reason why I'm saying that is because I can see you traveling around.
Ooh.
Going forward. Yeah, I can see you traveling around because the crystal ball telling me, and you like to be quite close to the sea as well, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yes. It's all right, because I wouldn't be surprised if you live quite close to the sea. Because it's showing me the seaside there as well.
Oh, wow. Do you see when I'll meet this
your
person?
Life. Sorry?
Do you see when I'll meet this person?
Well, I feel that this person, I'm being shown here that within the next, within a very short distance of time, it could be within the next, say within the next, I feel that certainly within the next 12 months, you're going to meet this guy.
Okay.
So quite close. And I do feel that, you know, your excitement levels are going to go sky high.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever thought about, do you know somebody or is that you? Do you know somebody who's got a boat? Now, this is to do with water, see, obviously.
Not me. I know a couple of friends who do, but I don't hang out with them a whole lot.
So I'm being shown a boat.
Hmm.
Right, but that is way in the future. It's about 10, 15 years in the future.
Okay.
So where that comes in, it could be that, you know, it could be that you are the somebody around you that owns a boat, or you get involved with where a boat's concerned.
Okay.
Can I tell you what I'm seeing in the crystal ball? Anything else? That's what it's telling me here.
Okay. Do you see how I would meet this person?
Well, I feel that it could well be that you have a look down there. I wouldn't be surprised if you go to a party or there is a wedding sort of thing where you meet this person, because I'm being shown a party situation.
Okay.
So that's what I'm being shown here. Do you know anybody's getting married?
Nobody off the top of my head, but anything can change.
Well, look somewhere else then.
Oh,
yeah, I know. We look on top of our heads. We never see anything on top of our heads, do we?
3 minutes.
But I can see you meeting this person, probably on at a wedding or some sort of function.
Okay. And do you see this relationship being a long term?
Well, you asked me if this could be a long term. I feel it will be a long term one. I think it'd be as long as you want it to be long term.
Awesome. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm ready for something good in my life.
Oh, that's all right then. Go for it. You know, enjoy yourself. And I don't think you've had a crystal ball reading before, have you?
No.
We can blame Laura for it, because I gave Laura a crystal ball reading earlier today, and she thought, oh, good, you'll do it on Ken's show, other than the dice. And I said, okay, then, I'll do that.
2 minutes.
So you can blame Laura. Careful.
Okay. I have to blame myself, though. I let those opportunities come into my life, so.
Yeah.
That's okay. It got me where I am, so that's what matters.
Well, I think that I see you being really happy, because, you know, your life has been a lot happier than what it's been. I mean, for too long you've been, it's like, still, I have to say that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think now's the time for you to just to do what you want to do and blow everybody else. Don't worry about what anybody else is thinking.
Absolutely.
Do what you want to do. Yeah. I think
you'll
do really
up any
well,
more
to be honest with you.
Sorry? 1 minute.
I was just wondering if you picked up anything else.
Well, what I could say, the last thing I want to say to you, okay, I'd be right in saying that your father's in spirit or fatherly vibration.
My grandfather, yes.
Right, because I feel he comes around you. I think he was quite. Did he smoke a lot then? Because somebody used to smoke.
Yes, he used to have a pipe.
Oh right, that's him then. Because he comes in on vibration. A lot of love. He's just telling me for you to really get up there and enjoy yourself. Okay, let me tell you that. You knew him quite well, didn't you? You knew him quite well. Was you about 9 or 10 when he went?
A little bit older, but yes, yep. My early teens.
That's time up, I'm afraid. Yeah.
Well, could you answer that question? He was about 75 when he went.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's him then. He just wants to say hello. But thanks very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Penny. Right. Okay. Right. It's eight. Obviously, the 3 minute timer. It is there for a purpose. 2 minutes. You don't actually hear a full 10-minute countdown. You only get 3-minute countdown. It's invisible. I see that. It's the 3 minutes. Otherwise, if you don't start dealing to it, ladies and gents, we will put a 10-minute timer on, and you'll have a 10-minute timer, and then you'll hear every minute for the whole 10 minutes. No. Don't make me. Right there. Okay. Right. Laura.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Laura.
Thanks for blaming me.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing good.
Well, I have to blame you. Come on. You're the one who told me to do it all.
Well, yeah. I wanted to see what else you got up your sleeve. You other tricks, you know.
Yeah, no. It's been amazing, you know, doing this. I just love doing the crystal ball.
Yeah. I want a crystal ball reading.
No. I don't even think Ken's had one before either.
Ken, you got to have one.
So it's really good. Now, as I said to you, you know, earlier on, there's lots of things going on in your life. I do feel there's lots of things coming on in your life. Okay. Now, I know that I know that you messed around at school a lot, okay? You did, didn't you?
What do you mean?
You always got up to mischief at school.
Not a lot, a little bit.
Not a lot, but you did.
A little bit.
Because I'm being told here, you have in you know, did you want to be head girl or something then?
Did I what?
Did you want to be head girl or something?
I don't know what you mean by that, but no, I don't think so.
Well, when you talk about head girl, I mean like being the number one girl sort of thing, whatever. I'm not saying you was there, but I know that whenever you did anything, you always did it for the good of everybody else. Was that, you always did, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that I never heard that term before, head girl. That's kind of different. Maybe that's something you guys use over in the UK.
Well, head girl is like being head of the year and being top of the year, you know, sort of like being number one girl in the school sort of thing. You know, it's like when you get...
You mean like the most popular? I wasn't the most popular girl.
You weren't the most popular, but I think you wanted to be.
No, I didn't.
Oh, what?
No.
Okay, but you drive now. Is it you that drives?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll be right in saying you passed your test on the second time.
Gosh, that was when I was 16. Yeah, I failed it the first time and I passed it the second time.
Yes, right, because I could see, the only reason why, because I'm being shown that. I'm being shown
Come
you didn't
say
pass
you
your test.
Current. I don't care about what
Sorry?
Happened when I was 16. I want to know what's going on now.
I know, but, yeah, but I'm just telling you, okay?
Now,
you did say,
Tom, to show you something current.
I tell you what, it's your fault. You asked me to do this for you. Now,
yeah, but what do
forward.
I care about my 16-year-old self passing my test?
Going forward, Lorna. Going forward, Lorna. Okay. Now I know that I can see you really having lots of fun there, feeling energetic, feeling good, and I can see the fact here that. You know, I can see you having really good times of laughter and joy in your life. I am getting the feeling here that there is somebody there that's going to come into your life. But I just get the feeling here that you're being a bit over fussy here. It's almost like you're being fussy. It's like you just want to make sure he's Mr. Right for you. And what I talk about Mr. Right, I mean Mr. Right.
That sounds like something I would do. I can't be fussy.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's your fussiness coming out. Okay. You could be quite tactile, can't you? What I mean is walking down the street, walking down the road, holding somebody's hand. You know, this is your boyfriend or something like that.
Are you saying that you see that happening in the future, or?
Yeah, I can see that happening. I can see
how
that happening.
How far in the future?
Well, I think that could be quite close in the future. It could be the next 12 months or so.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Do you know how I'm going to meet him?
I know you was complaining to me earlier on about, I'm only saying this in a jokingly sort of way, but you did say to me, oh, I've never had a crystal ball reading from you all. And now you
have. Yeah. I feel here,
this is what I'm being shown here. You like to be in scenic areas, as I'm being told here, if you went to the desert, you'd visit it, but you wouldn't want to stay there sort of thing. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, that's true.
So I can see you visiting desert areas, okay, but not staying there. I also get the impression around here that, that I feel that going forward here, you're quite independent, aren't you?
Yes.
You know, you like to have things in a certain way. Sorry.
Yeah. I actually had a male friend complain. He complained about that I was too independent.
Yeah. Well, you are, but I don't think you'll ever lose that. I don't think you would lose that. I think that's a nice thing to have, actually, because it just means to say that, you know,
any guy that is threatened by that isn't much of a man, if you ask me. I dropped him real fast.
3 minutes.
All right, okay, then. Well, there you go. But anyway, going forward, I can see a guy coming into your life. I honestly can. And I think he's there. But I think, you know, okay, you're independent. Okay, there's nothing wrong in that. You know, I admire you for being like that because that's you. Okay. And I don't see a guy sort of this particular, you know, any guy comes into your life at this time who's going to completely rubbish you because you're doing things that, you know, that you just do them because that's the way you are.
True.
So I see that, you know, if you want to, I know you can be quite strong-minded, okay? I know that I see you putting your foot down.
2 minutes.
You do put your foot down because you're slamming your foot down on doing things. But actually, I feel that's a good thing because I think that's you making your views known. But sometimes I think that by doing that, I could see you dressed up really nice, actually. I'm not saying you don't dress up nicely now, but I can actually see you dressed really nicely. So there could be some really good parties coming for you, some really good things there around you as well. Now, also I'm being shown here. Now, I don't know if that's yours or somebody else's, but I can see a wedding.
Yeah. There's two weddings coming up for me to go to this. Hopefully it's going to come to fruition in August and again in September. If we're out of this virus.
1 minute.
I got two weddings coming up that I'm going to attend.
Now that's interesting because I can see you really dressed up to the teens with all that. Okay, I can really see you going to that wedding. And I feel that you might steal the show from the bride not being funny. I think there could be a guy there that comes into your life there. I'm not sure, but I'm seeing some sort of guy hanging around there.
Well, which bride?
Well, I'm not sure whether it's the first one or the second one, to be honest with you. But I definitely feel that there's a wedding involved with your future, which could be significant.
You mean I'm attending the wedding or am I participating in the wedding?
No, you. Well, this wedding you're going.
Am I attending the wedding?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, but you're going to a wedding.
Yeah, two of them this summer, hopefully, if we're out of this pandemic.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
That's pretty good, Stephen.
Well, thank you. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I like them. Crystal ball.
Yeah.
That's doing pretty
okay.
good.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Ten minutes. Right. Okay. Now, the 10-minute timer, I've said it repeatedly now. I'm getting a little bit tired of saying it. It's there for a reason. Yeah. And the show has to go to the 10-minute timer. There's a lady that complained so much and so bitterly about the timer that said that it was unfair. Yeah? Unfair. And it puts a lot of pressure on the reader. And I thought, no, it doesn't. Because what it actually does encourages you to go and get a full reading if you should want one with the reader, and that is what it is supposed to do. Yeah, so this lady complained so much that she is no longer on my friends list and will remain that way for a long time. And is that lady suffering now? During this virus thing, I would like to take all my enemies that I've blocked over the years off the list. But I'm not going to. Why? Because, you know, I will not be disparaged by this virus thing, because people will return to the way that they've always been after this is over. Yeah, this is not going to change anybody. People will remain the way they were. Yeah, if it changes for the better, I'd like to see that. I really, really would. But there's some people that will not change, I do know. Okay. Right then, so that being said, we're going to our next call. And we have Melvin.
Oh, hello, Melvin.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're right, that's fine. And you on a cell phone, eh?
So working?
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Okay, so where now?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you, first of all. I don't know what happened. I thought he was on a cell phone. If you stay there, Melvin.
So where now?
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, okay, I hear you now. Yeah, I ran into a problem yesterday with my neighbor, and this is the second time. I have reported to my landlord, reported to the police department. They have been out here twice, the police, and I have reported to my landlord. I have not heard from my landlord today because I had to call, and at night when I'm trying to get some sleep, he goes in this bedroom and right over my head just start beating on things on the wall and on the dresser. And it's annoying, and I can't sleep. And he does this because the walls are so thin, he knows when I'm going to lie down or in the bed or whatever. And I just want to know that my landlord is supposed to have talked to his wife today, but I haven't spoken to my landlord today yet. Could you tell me, what's the outcome of this? Because I already, I'm at my last straw, so with him. I've done nothing to him. He don't work. He just stay home all day. And I'm disabled.
Well, your neighbor, you mean?
So now?
So that's your neighbor that stays home all day?
Yes, yeah? That's my neighbor.
Well, thing is, with the lockdown that's going on, he's going to stay at home anyway. So that hasn't changed things. How would your landlord, does your landlord own that property as well, where your neighbour lives?
Does my landlord what now?
Does he own the property as well then?
No, he don't even own himself. He's a tenant. He's living next door to me, him and his wife.
Yes, but does your landlord, just a minute, you rent the place as well? So
yes.
You're talking about you own the place, but the landlord of the person, your name, you've spoken to his landlord?
No, I don't, I'm renting. I know we have the same landlord. I'm renting apartment.
Yeah.
And we have the same landlord. And I just want to know what she's going to do. You know, because the police told me, since it's been reported, now it's up to my landlord. And there's been two incidents that have been reported. So I just want to know, what do you see is going to happen here?
Well, I feel that I can see a happy outcome for you. It could be that they either give him a warning or he gets a warning from the landlord or something. That's what you're doing that. Or it could be a case there where, because you own your property, don't you?
So what now?
You own your property, don't you?
I own what?
You own your property, don't you?
No, I don't own any property, not yet. I hope to. I want to move. I'm renting.
Right. This is where I'm looking into my crystal ball. This is where you own your own property. This is where you move. Because I can definitely see you moving.
Okay.
I don't think... I do get the feeling here that you're going to be moving. And it's not by the way, it's you just moving.
Okay. I mean, how soon do you see that?
Well, the thing is, I'm seeing it in the crystal ball, so that could be any time. I'm not suggesting that it could be straight away, but I definitely feel that there's a move coming in. I feel within the next 12 to 18 months.
Well, do you see my neighbors to move it? One cause
No,
problem.
I think you're moving. No, I'm talking about you moving.
And you said about 13 months.
I feel within the next 18 months you'll move.
I mean, okay, so where I'm buying property at? I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, I'm buying a house or buying property.
Well,
what I'm trying
to say to you is that I feel within the next 18 months, you will be moving from the property you're in. You won't be leaving there, so I can see a move from you.
Okay. And this property this place will be mine. In my name.
Well, the property that you moved to probably will be in your name, yes. Yeah.
Will it be my property?
I feel it probably will be, yeah.
3 minutes.
Well, what are they gonna... Have she spoken with my neighbor today?
I feel that I'm not sure if she will talk to your neighbours today. I feel that if she does talk to your neighbours today, they'd probably be either through a phone call rather than going to see them.
Right. I'm trying to find out is I'm safe. Is I'm safe, when I walk in and out my door, is I'm going to have any more problems with this guy?
Well, I don't think you'll have some. I don't think that if this landlord
2 minutes,
what I think you would do. I don't think you'll have many more problems with him. Maybe he has realised that he's on a short leash and he'll end up being threatened to be kicked out.
Yeah, because it's just him and his wife say that. And I think he's beating on her.
Yeah. I definitely feel that there'd be a happy resolution with this, where you're concerned.
You think it'll be what now?
A happy resolution. I can see I can see you being a lot happier.
Okay. So they could be moving before me.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen in 5 minutes. I just get a feeling here that, you know, the best thing to do is feel that when you decide that and you do move, that would be the better thing for you.
So they're going to be here while I'm still here. They're still going to be staying next door.
Well, I feel they'll probably still be there, yes. But I feel, you know, whatever happens, I definitely sense that, you know, that won't be a problem. You know, look, I feel that the problem that they have, or the problem of doing this regard, won't be such a problem in the end. They will know that they're on a short leash when it comes to
when it comes to what?
Okay, that's it then.
I can't hear you.
Really? Stephen?
Yeah?
You there? Yeah.
Okay. I'm here.
Right, okay. That's the time up then, ladies and gents, for that call. Okay, right. Reset the timer, and we have Jennifer.
Hi, Stephen. This is Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you, darling?
Good. I liked what you said to, I can't remember her name, Holly, about it, her getting her driver's license on the second try. You know what? That just proves that you're in the right energy.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Do you know what? I've had the crystal ball for years, but I've never really used it very much. And I started using it quite recently, and it's just changed. My grandmother that I knew to be a crystal ball reader, so I feel that she comes around me. Usually, the crystal ball reading, as Laurie knows, because I gave Laurie a crystal ball reading early on today, I usually go through the whole of your history, your past first. Because that's the way you do crystal ball readings. You know, you look at the past and you go through into the future. But anyway,
cool.
Just looking at you, I can see the fact here that your point of view, I feel that you, I just have to laugh with you because I think you was always a lot like a tease at school. You know, you always used to like to have fun. I think you make more of a mess of ice cream than anything else, to be honest with you, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it does.
I feel that you used to like to go on. I mean, I know we all like to go on the swings, but I think once you got on the swings, nobody got them off you. You know, you couldn't get off. Like, there you are. You know,
yep.
I'm going to be on these swings and own them.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. And that's good then, because as long as we're in that sort of vibration, we're doing it right, okay? Always make sure people for clarification, because I'm just seeing what they're doing. I also feel with you that there's going to be to be honest with you, Jennifer, I don't know how many relationships you've had because it seems like, you know, you've been in and out of things and you like to go shopping as well, don't you?
Yes.
Right, but you're very fussy about the clothes you wear. And have you been looking for some new clothes then?
Well, I'm getting too fat for my clothes, so now none of my clothes fit me because all we do is sit inside and eat.
Yeah, it's because I'm seeing you sort of thinking about getting some new clothes or getting a new top or something. Sorry, get that energy around. You know, you might be thinking about getting a new top or something.
Hi. No, I said maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, whatever, because that's what I'm being shown here, okay? So I can't take away what I'm being shown. But I do feel that, I know you like a good party. I know you do, because I've been showing you sort of like, you know, you... Who, Can you understand somebody around you that used to like to have a drink a lot? You know, maybe a relative that used to be, that's probably gone in the spirit, that used to like to drink a bit?
Yes.
Okay, is that your granddad or somebody or?
Yes, it is.
Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, because I feel he comes in. Because I get your granddad energy around me. I get a strong energy around me. He's a very strong-minded guy, very brusque at times. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Wouldn't take no for an answer. Sorry. You can understand that, can't you?
Yep.
Right. You had a bit of difficulty with him, didn't you?
Difficult what?
He went deaf near the end, didn't he? He went deaf.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't hear anything, no. You're right.
No, that's right. I can almost hear him saying, what you're 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 saying. And you got a bit tedious with that, I think. You know, sorry. I know I would have done. Maybe you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a bit with it because he just seemed to. I reckon the way that he played it about was that he probably may have gone deaf, but I think sometimes there was a sort of like what you call what's that, hearing. He could hear things
selective
when he wanted
hearing.
To.
Yeah, selective.
Sorry, selective hearing. That's the word.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for. He had selective hearing, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes. And when he wanted to hear something, he'd hear it.
Yeah, same with his wife.
Sorry.
Yeah, both of them.
Yes.
Him and his wife.
Yeah, and he was most annoying.
Yeah.
He could be quite an annoying character as well, I feel. You know, I think in his younger days, he could have been a lovable rogue.
Yeah.
He could find himself in the wrong place at the wrong time and he'd try to get out of it. It's almost like what are laws made for? They're made for breaking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, yep, that's him.
That energy comes in on. Do you understand that?
Yep.
Now.
Yes.
You're not with anybody at the moment, are you?
Not really, no.
No, it's because the only reason is because the energy around you I'm seeing here is that even if you've got somebody around you, sort of thing, it's like. You feel like you're not with anybody. You know, you feel that energy around you isn't right at the moment. You're quite independent, aren't you?
Yes.
Because you're quite an independent person, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Just to say yes or no, because that's what I'm seeing you, okay? Now, you like to travel around as well. And what I mean by traveling... Getting out there and walking, you know, going out there and traveling around, literally traveling around.
Sometimes, not always.
Well, it doesn't mean to say you have to do it all the time, but I can see you. See, the thing is, I think you do like to do things in your own way, okay? So I get that feeling around you. You know, you like to do things your way.
Does it show me living in a different country in the ball?
3 minutes.
Does it show me you moving to the UK?
Well, where are you at the moment then?
Canada.
Oh, that's a nice place to live. Okay. Don't want to come over here, do you? I wouldn't be surprised if you did come over here, actually, to be honest with you. I think that you've got that strong personality, and I think you've got that determination to go where you go. And I feel that if you really wanted to come over and live, and I don't see any reason why you should want to come over here, actually. I wouldn't. I think I think this country is absolutely, you know, it might be, you know, it's not a nice place to live. And I've often said to people, I love the country. I used to love the country that I grew up in, but I hate what it's turned out into be. You know, that's why I look at it.
2 minutes.
I get the feeling here, I can see you, literally, as I look in the crystal ball, I can see you travelling. I can see you abroad, and if you do come over here, it'd be great for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that, you know, maybe it's better places, but yeah. I can see you travelling. You know, I can see
you.
I can see you getting out there and doing things you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make it work, I think, well done you.
All right. I don't want to go past the 10 minutes. I've heard Ken, so thanks, Stephen. I appreciate it.
Well, I don't think you'd go past the 10 minutes. I don't think you will.
All right.
But anyway, what do you think of the crystal ball reading then?
It was awesome. I like how you combine the past, the present, and you did mediumship within it too. That's awesome. Very good. I liked it a lot.
I just love it. You know, well, Laura was telling me to do this. So
1 minute.
I love her. She's lovely.
Oh, that's so cool. Thanks a lot, Stephen. I'll continue to listen if that's okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jennifer. Okay. That's Jennifer there. Right. And we'll reset the timer. And station off. We're going out on left to run. We've got just one caller left in the call queue. So, ladies and gents, just let me do this very quickly before we go to the next call. Because if you're out there listening and you want Stephen to stay with us now for the next hour, because Stephen is booked with us for 2 hours, not one, and we like to do the full 2 hours, of course, but we need callers. And we're on our last call now. And the idea of the 10-minute timer is to encourage people to actually have a full reading with the readers. And so if they desire a full-on reading with the readers, then they can go and find them on the Facebook page by clicking Stephen Thornton there on the show page this evening. It will go to Stephen's page there where you can find Stephen and find all his personal pages there and website. That's the best place to find Stephen there and make friends with him. And then he will be more than happy to take on your full reading should you desire it. Yeah, you can either have your full reading done here through the studio privately, or you can get Stephen on his website. We have done private readings through the studio before, which is a lot simpler for people to do because it costs them nothing to ring in. And we set the studio to private, and people are able to download the reading thereafter. You know, so now we have had one lady complain. She says all readings should be given and downloaded at no cost for $2. $2 donation. My reading should be downloaded and given to me at no cost whatsoever. And you have to say, right, I'm going to give you a full-on 30-minute reading, and it will cost you nothing. And I'm going to give you an MP3 at the end of it as well. Right, I don't think so. And I don't know where this lady's been to get those sort of things for nothing, but you know, it's not something I'm prepared to do. Right then. Okay, so anybody out there for the next 54 minutes, because we're on our last call now, and if nobody calls after the 10 minutes with Carla, then we all end up the show. Okay, so we're going to bring Stephen back in, and we have Carla.
Hello, Carla.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, that's all right, darling. You're worth waiting for. Isn't it? We, you know, it's sometimes you might have to say last but no means least, and we always say the best to last, don't we?
Oh, thank you.
So how are you, sweet pea? You coping with all this? You come out, you still in lockdown over there or something? Or
yeah, we're all in it together.
Yeah, we're all in it together. Yeah, we come. Have you got a hot tub? We come over and join you. Anyway, so what can we do for you anyway, sweet pea?
Well, I had a fight with a friend.
Oh, dear.
And I don't want this friend to, like, contact me again. And then he contacted me anyway. And he's very strange. He'll be, like, distant. And then if I am overly friendly, he doesn't like it. And then he doesn't want to talk to me. And then when I tell him that he shouldn't contact me again, then he starts writing again.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You're
either nice and friendly, or you just feel so confusing.
Yes, I can understand that. I mean, the fact is he respects your wishes.
Yeah, for some reason he couldn't.
No. What I like about you, you do a lot of work with your hands, don't you? Do you on a keyboard all the time, or you on a computer or something?
A computer too, yeah.
That's all right, because I was just seeing you in the crystal ball there using your hands all the time. But it's almost like you're always in a puzzling sort of situation, aren't you? You like doing puzzles and things. Does that make sense with you?
Puzzles? No, I don't like puzzles too much.
Right. Who's the person around you that used to like to do puzzles then?
Puzzles. Maybe the people I work with.
Okay. As long as you understand that, because I'm seeing somebody with puzzles there, okay, being puzzling as well. So that's two things here, being puzzles and puzzling, okay? I do get the feeling with this guy that he's, he can't say no for an answer. He just won't say no for an answer. But I do get the feeling here that I can see you've been independent. Not being funny, would I be right in saying that you've been thinking loosely about maybe changing your job or something?
Changing my situation.
Job.
Yeah. Not leaving here, but yeah, changing some things around.
Right, okay, then that's fine then, yes. Because it's like changing a job, but it's not. So I definitely see that happening. I'm being shown that in the ball there, and I feel that you're quite a person that would, not being funny, I can see you sitting at a desk. I don't know why that is. Can you understand that?
Say that again?
I can see you, not this minute sort of thing, but I can see you sitting at a desk.
Oh, yeah.
So you can understand that? Well, I'm talking about you sitting at a desk.
Yeah, I'm at a desk.
Yes, that's fine then. Because it's only because when I'm looking at the crystal ball, I see you sitting down there, sitting at a desk and really working hard, because you really do work hard. And I get the impression around you that you don't get paid what you're supposed to get paid, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm not getting paid what I'm supposed to get paid? That's true.
Yes, yeah. So this is why I think things are going to change around with you. Now, can you... I'm being shown this, but I'm seeing this in a crystal ball. I don't know if that's you, Carla, or somebody linked to you that's doing their house. Maybe they're rebuilding a house, or they're going to be doing something around the house where they're going to put something into it, like an extension or something.
Not sure at the moment.
Right. What's that mean, not sure at the moment? means you can't take that or you're not sure.
I don't know.
Right. It's because I'm being shown here somebody doing some work in a house. But it's almost like it's connected with you sort of thing.
I have so I'm not some cleaning up to do in the house.
You've got some work to do in the house.
Cleaning up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, apart from cleaning up, though, there could be some things where you change things around.
No.
Okay. Right. But there is could be something that you, something there that will be done to the house. But it's not a bad thing. It'd be a good thing. It's like maybe I'm just definitely seeing. Right. It's like having a new kitchen put in.
No.
Right. No, you can't take that. But I think that might be in. I'm not saying it's now. I feel this could be in the future because I'm being shown a future thing here.
Okay,
that could be in the future. At the moment, I feel that there's a lot of things, you know, I can see you doing things in the house anyway. I do feel that there could be a change in the circumstances that you find yourself in. Okay, that's probably maybe changing things around completely. Although you said you could change things around, it could be a bigger change around than what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Right. And I also get the impression that you're quite sort of determined. Would I be right in saying you're quite, quite sort of strong-minded in a way? Sorry. You know, you could be quite determined to get things done.
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying here also that you get flustered quite easily?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Right, because I could...
3 minutes.
What I could see you in the crystal ball doing is running around like a headless chicken at sometimes. I think I feel that when you're getting flustered, you know, that you, it's because you feel sometimes you think that things aren't going the way that you want them to go. Right?
Okay. I need this guy to, I need to completely cut off.
Sorry?
I need to completely cut off this guy from my life.
Well, I feel that guy in your life, I think he will go. I can't see him there in the future.
Good.
I don't see him there. I honestly think that your life's going to be a better one. I could really see you enjoying yourself, getting out there and having the fun you want.
2 minutes.
Exactly. I don't need this guy. He's mean.
No. But he's a controlling... He's controlling, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he gives. I don't think he knows what the word respect is. Sorry.
Right, he doesn't.
I definitely see you being a lot happier.
Good. I don't want to be.
Yeah.
No, it's not good.
No, it's not good. He's not good at all. No, he's a drip. Sorry, I have to say that. But yeah, Carla, I think you're going to be okay. I can see you. You like to be by the sea as well. You like to go by the sea in fresh air, and I can see that happening for you way in the future.
1 minute.
Yes, indeed.
Would I be right in saying you've been thinking about doing a course or something? Maybe.
Yes,
The only reason why, because I can see you with study books. So that's telling me you could be in a study situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'll do really well. I can see you doing really well. Your biggest handicap is that you don't always believe in yourself, being told here.
That's very true.
That's all right then. I can see you being in a much more happier place, controlling yourself.
Okay. That's it then.
Right.
I have to leave it there. Okay. Thanks, Carla. Right. Okay. So we've reset the timer. And we have Alison.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Oh, hi, Stephen, Alison.
Oh, hello, Alison. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. How are you?
That's good. And how can I help you this evening, lovely? Well, this evening, here,
well,
anyway.
I don't know. I don't normally talk with you. So, do you like a specific question, or do you just like a general? How do you like to work?
I don't mind, because I'm looking in the crystal ball tonight, and I'm going to tell you what I can see in the crystal ball. Okay. So let's have a look here. Okay. Looking at the ball for you. Okay. So you here. Now, you like shoes, don't you?
I don't like shoes at all. I would be barefoot. Like if I could, you know, like a, in the day, like if I could be barefoot or just wear flip-flops all the time.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You used to dance a lot, didn't you?
I would be thrilled. Yeah, I am not a shoe person.
Yeah.
And I hate buying shoes.
Okay, that's fine. But your mum wants you to buy shoes.
Who does?
Your mum wanted you to buy shoes. This is when you were a small girl.
Oh, yeah, she used to take me shopping when I was, you know, 2 or 3, and she told me...
She used to make sure you wore shoes.
Yeah, and she told me I hated... She said I would lie on the ground and throw a tantrum because I hated putting shoes on.
Yeah, you did like it. You did like having
shoes
put on you in a shoe shop, let alone anywhere else.
No, I hated it. She said I used to really throw a tantrum.
Yeah, you did. I'm being shown that. This is where the point is, you see.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I do like your you've always been strong-minded, okay? But you've always been fair-minded as well, okay?
That's true.
I know you have.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I do what I do my time, but you've always been fair to everybody, even if you disagree with the politics. You wouldn't hold grudge too much for too long. You know, you dust your feet down. That's the way you are. So people knew where they stood with you, even if you didn't know where you stood.
Yeah. Right.
And I get the feeling with you that you was always a strong-minded. I mean, you were. I mean, I reckon you must have sent your mum crazy, stir crazy sometimes. I just feel that. Not that you was nasty or anything like that. It's just the way you were. Your mum was always wondering where you got up to, because you're sort of person there that if you want to do something, you'd do it, but you didn't. I don't think you obviously knew the dangers, even if your mum explained it to you, you didn't seem to take it in very well.
Mm.
Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Right, that's fine now. And what I can see here is, I feel that you love to be out. You don't like being indoors.
Yeah.
You just don't like being indoors at all. You want to get out there and enjoy yourself. And I feel that's what you're going to be doing. You'll be out there. I can see you getting out there, doing the things because you want to do them, not because everybody else is telling you what to do. Because laws, as far as you're concerned, like laws of would be broken, to be honest with you. You know, not that you'd go and break a law, but you'd be challenging laws. You're sort of challenged the status quo.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, yes. I think you probably do it more often than what you'd realise, to be honest with you. But you always have a goodness in your heart as well.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Especially with animals. I love
animals. Oh, you're touching me now.
Yeah, I love animals.
Yeah, so do I. I prefer working with animals than human beings. Animals don't tell fibs.
Yeah.
And you know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
I wanted to ask maybe about my moving.
Well, you'll be moving.
Well, I know that, but you know, everything is on hold right now. You know, nobody can really do
well,
much.
Well, yeah, I know.
So
it's
kind of, you know, I'm waiting for the world to get normal again.
Well, yeah. I don't think it'll be as normal as what it was before, to be honest with you. I think people will realise that it's better without driving the cars around and stuff like that. I do feel that. But I get in with you that you're like an eco-warrior. I get with you. I think you're like an eco-warrior. You like things simple, I feel with you. You like growing plants as well, don't you?
Yeah. I don't have a garden. I don't have any kind
of access. No, you don't. You like
access,
to grow
but
things.
I wish I did. I wish I did. Yes.
Well, I feel your wish would come true because I can see you going forward in the crystal ball having a garden. It might not be a big one, but I can see you having some ground there. Where you're actually planting things.
I would love that.
You'll do it.
I would love that.
I think that
person
there that would do things because, not you have to, because you love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you are. You'll never do anything because you feel you have to do it. You do it because you love doing it. That's apart from a lot of people. You know, you've got so many things that you want to do, but it's like you don't seem to feel you've got enough
time. 3 minutes.
Does that make sense?
There's a lot of things. I'm sorry. The announcement cut you
off.
There's a lot of things
you want to do.
Uh-huh.
But I get the feeling that you sometimes feel you haven't got enough time in the day to do it all.
I do. I do have enough time, but I don't have either the motivation to do it, or I don't have the opportunity. Like gardening, for example. You know, I just don't have the opportunity to do it, so I don't. So it's kind of a mixed bag. My life has been quite challenging, so I have to just. There's a lot of things I couldn't do, even if I wanted to. I mean, even if I. And it's complicated.
Yeah, but I feel that the complications you. In your life, more to do with the way that you look
minutes.
At life. In a way you are complicated in your own little way. I feel that people look at you in a way that you come across quite complicated, but not that you are complicated. It's just the way that you feel that you need to live your life. It's like if everything was too simple for you, I think you wouldn't enjoy it. To be honest.
Yeah.
I think you like
that's true.
The challenge.
That's
true. I think that's going to be, that sets you out there. You're quite daring in your life as well, I'm being told here.
Yes.
You know, if somebody dares you do something, you'll do it.
Yes. I've been told that. A lot of people have said that to me through my life.
Yes. Well, this is what I see. And I feel that you just do it because you want to prove to people you can do it. Or prove to you, you know, it's not a question
1 minute.
Of I'll do it because you want me to do it. It's just you doing it
right.
Because you just want to do
right.
it.
Right. Right.
I think that's lovely. I think that's really is great. I think that's amazing.
Thank you. Do you think this move is going to be, I know we're running out of time, do you think this move is going to be able to happen by the end of the year, or do you think it's going to be more likely, this is a big move, do you think it's going to be more likely the early part of 2021?
I think it's been a big move. I can see it being, being a big move. And I do feel that when this move comes in, it will be significant for you. It could well happen this year. I feel that it's a question mark of it happening this year, but I get the feeling that when it comes, it's going to be a good one for you.
Well, yeah, it will. Yeah. Just can't do anything for a while.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you, Alison. Right. So we've reset the clock, reset the time, and we have Mary Lou.
Hey.
Oh, hello, Mary Lou.
The last time I talked to you, we got cut off, so I'm trying again.
All right. So when did we get cut off then? When was that?
You want the exact date?
Oh,
that's
Google
March
Hangout.
March 31st.
That's Google. Yes. Oh, you got a date then. That's amazing. What can I do for you today then, lovely?
Anything that comes up.
Oh, look here. You're good at sports. You used to like doing sports. PE.
Not at all. I'm not good at sports.
Oh, that's why you're standing still then. That's all right. That's why you're standing still. You've always been a ponderer, haven't you? You've always thought about things very deeply, haven't you? Ever since you was a child. You're a very deep-thinking person.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all right, because I'm seeing that around you. I'm seeing you thinking very deeply. It's almost like you double think. You're almost like you feel that you need to get things right.
Yeah.
You don't like to get things. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Right. Okay, then. That's the first link I've got for you in the crystal ball. Okay. I also feel that maybe you. Right. Why are shouting to me at maths? Was you good at maths, or did it the fact you didn't like maths or something? Because they talked to me about maths here.
Did you say maths?
Yeah, maths. Yeah, sums.
M-A-T-H?
Yes. Were you very good at maths?
Very bad.
You weren't very good at maths, were you?
Very bad.
Yeah, that's all right, because... I'm not sure if it's your dad or your granddad up there in spirit, but he's whoever it is. It's your granddad up there. It's not your dad up there, is it?
It's 4:30.
Both of them are there.
Oh, right. But it comes on that vibration of somebody up there. Who's the person there that had problems with their own breathing before they went? Like a chest thing going on here.
My father.
Oh, in that case, then... That's the father's connection then. Because he's telling me about how useless you were at maths. He said you couldn't add one and one up together. He said you're useless. So, but he's laughing about it now because he says that, you know, you can't all be geniuses, can you? Now, I don't know if he's referring to not being a genius. He probably, he had a good sense of humour, your dad, didn't he? I just get with him. I just want a good laugh with him because he's just making me giggle all the time. And I do feel that he went too early.
Yeah.
You know, was he about 40 when he went or something like that?
57.
Okay then, but he was going on 40, he said. So he didn't look his age. He looked too young for his age.
Actually, when he died, he looked pretty old, but I think he went too young.
No. When he was, when he died, he probably did look pretty old. But what I'm talking about before then, he didn't look his age. He always said to me, he looks younger. But then, I always said that. You know, my dad always said, I said, no, you don't. Dad, you look 80. Anyway, but I feel he had that sort of great sense of humour. And I feel that, you know, that I just get the feeling he had very bad chest before he went, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
It's only because I've got a pain in my chest while I'm talking to you.
Okay, yeah.
Right. I've just got a really big pain there. Sorry. Did he smoke? Because I just get a lot of smoke around him.
Yep.
Right. So that's his energy then. He comes on that energy of being there. I don't know if he died when he was 60 or something like that, or he died before he was whatever. But I do get the impression that he comes in at this time for you, because he's telling me here there's lots of things for you, Mary Lou, you need to sort out.
Okay.
Does that make sense with you? Have you changed your kitchen around? Or there's things going on in your house, like you need to change things in your house? Like you've
I'm
going to
go
about,
in there and clean it.
you could clean your kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. He said you might find things in there that you thought you'd lost, because you seem to lose a lot of things, he's telling me. Now, can you understand the clock, about the clock? Because I feel that it could have been a large clock somewhere.
I have a large clock.
Well, you don't, but I'm talking about him, your dad. This is all to do with your dad here.
I don't know that he had a large clock. When you say clock, though, I can think of a very small old clock that I have.
No, not about what you think that he might have had. Because he's talking about a clock, and I can see a clock here. It's like a clock in the hallway.
Don't know.
If you don't know about that, don't worry about it. You can ask somebody, can't you? Is your mum still down here?
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah, it's all right, because I didn't get the energy of her being up there. But I feel your grandmother's up there, and I get the impression that there might be an anniversary or something coming up quite soon.
Okay.
Does that make sense with you? Can you understand the anniversary?
His anniversary would be 2 months from now.
May? Sorry?
3 minutes.
In about May time.
Good June.
Oh, okay then. Right, only a month out. Yeah, whatever. I can see this. I feel that he wants to... You could go travelling, aren't you?
What?
You're going to go travelling, aren't you?
Oh, not that I know of. I would like to.
You're going to go travelling, he's telling me, and I can see you going travelling.
Okay.
No, I can. I can see you going travelling. I'm seeing it. I'm looking at the crystal ball. I can see you travelling. You get lost quite easily, actually.
2 minutes.
Yeah, I definitely see you going travelling. Yeah.
Why am I travelling?
Well, I feel it's because you just want to go and travel. I think that you're like a lost spirit. You like you want to go places. I don't think there's any purpose where you want to travel, but I've just seen you travel.
Okay.
No. I know it's difficult, really, when you think, oh, I don't really want to go anywhere, but I see that. I think it's going to be an interesting time for you. Yeah. Well, my green's shown here. Are you still doing that? Do you put things in your hair? Like
yes.
Ribbons or anything? And you put trinkets in your
okay.
hair? You do, don't you?
Correct.
That's right, because I've just seen things in your hair. Think, my gosh. You know, you put stuff in your hair. I think it's so good, so cute. Sorry. I've just seen where you are. Yeah, it could be. I actually think that I think you're going to. I can see you dancing. Sorry, I say that. Are you dancing?
Okay.
I don't know why that is, but I'm seeing you dancing.
That's it. Is it?
I really do feel that.
I really do feel that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. That's time up. Okay. Oh, right. So, it looks like Mary Lou is our last call for the next 20 minutes or so, anyway. Unless somebody else calls in. Now, we've got 21 minutes on the clock. Before that, we needed people to ring in. Two people rang in, Alison and Mary Lou. Now that we've got down to the last 20 minutes, we're there again. I think the 7-minute timer is working because, we've had 8 people passing through the studio this evening. They've had 10 minutes each, yeah, and let's just say that there's 20 minutes left, which means that we can fit another 2 people in. If they were, yeah, but they're not. So what we're going to do, we're going to say a big, big thank you to Stephen, I think, and we're going to end it because unless those fingers get dialing instantly, we're going to say good night to you all. Yeah, and thank you all for listening. So we're going to bring Stephen back on the mic just to say goodbye to you all. We're off.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you very much for joining in.
Thanks, Stephen.
And I hope to see you next week.
Well, we do, indeed. And, you know, tomorrow evening there, we don't have a show, of course, until Thursday. If we can get somebody to do the extra days, ladies and gents, we will do shows for you. Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays at the moment, all up for grabs. If the psychics and the mediums out there that want to join me for those days, let me know. Because we haven't heard from Scott Angel in a while for Saturdays. Becky can't do Wednesdays. Dina can't do her Saturdays at the moment that Scott was sitting in for, and Sunday nobody wants to do anyway. So they're all up for grabs there, and you know, you say 4 days, we're only doing 3 days out of 7 at the moment, and it's a bit of a shame because it means 4 days out of every week are going, and we pay for those days, believe it or not. Yeah, we pay for the whole month, so we want those days to be used. So if there's anybody that wants to do an extra day, they can, of course. But let me know. If you do know any psychics, mediums, also, you know, put them in touch with us and we'll see what we can do. Okay. Thank you all for being here. And